here in Ice Arena Wales with league championship winner Joey Martin. And Joey, after three seasons, how does that sound?
Sounds pretty good. Pretty satisfying feeling, you know, especially after all the work we put into it. Just so proud of the guys, and like I said, it's just completely satisfying.
You have been here for 3 years. You played in the Big Blue Tent. You knew what the mission was to put this franchise back on the map. And at the start of the season, in your first interview, I asked you whether it was unfinished business. Was that a driving force all season?
Yeah, absolutely. We were definitely very motivated this year. You know, especially this is my third year here, and the past two seasons, the way it ended was just. It was very unfortunate, and I think we kind of carried that into this season with motivation. And the new guys, they all bought in right away. They knew what we wanted to achieve, so just a total team effort.
So take me back to those last 3 or 4 minutes in Sheffield, because even though you were on the penalty kill, you were a few goals up, and maybe you knew what was coming. Were you able to enjoy it? Were you able to take it in? What was the experience like?
To be honest, I just kept looking up at the clock, wanting it to go faster. I didn't feel any relief until I think the last like minute, just because, you know, Sheffield's a dangerous team, and we've just been waiting so long for this. And I think about the last 1 minute mark, I was looking down the bench, and I could see the guys getting excited, and I think that's when it really hit me.
Can I ask you about the evolution of Andrew Lord as a coach? Because you've been here for his 3 years as a coach, and he said to us in interviews recently that he's learned a lot from his first 2 years, and maybe how he's managed the team this year has been a little different, managed the pressure, managed the chase. What's it been like to watch him develop as a coach?
Yeah, you know, it's been great, actually, being here, you know, the whole time he's been a coach. I've seen him, you know, mature as a coach. I mean, he's so competitive, and he's so intense, and he brings that every game, And you know, I think this year, you know, we all learned as players, and to see him learn as a coach, and he's been our ultimate leader. So it's been a fun journey, to be honest, learning together, and I'm so happy, you know, to see him win because I know how competitive and how much he wants it.
Now, Ulmer and Bentivoglio have been going together for years, but when they were split up, the team started to click. Ulmer went with her dad and Aslin, and that's been magic. And Bentivoglio has gone with you, and you guys have had some chemistry. What's it been like to play with Sean?
Yeah, I mean, it's great playing with Sean. Obviously, I knew him from my hometown, and, you know, we played in summer leagues together, and I know what kind of player he is, and I knew that we'd have some chemistry, and sometimes when you mix up the lines mid-season, it just kind of gives guys a fresh start, a little different mindset. So, you know, it's been fun playing with him. You know, our friends back home, they all see it too, and they see the success we've had, and it's just been fun for everyone.
Now, you've got one more regular season weekend before the playoffs start. I know you're going to give me the corporate answer, but is it tough to get up for this? I know Andrew Lord is a perfectionist, so he's going to stress that you do, but is it hard to lift yourself when there's a conference title but not too much else on the line?
No, I think we're going to approach this weekend, you know, like any other weekend. Obviously, there's a little more relief. You know, there's not as much pressure to be chasing down the league title, but we still have the conference, which we'd like to do. And, you know, Belfast's a good team, a competitive team. If we don't show up and play hard, you know, we're gonna get embarrassed in front of our own fans. So we don't want to do that. So, you know, we're going to approach it like every other week, just maybe a little less pressure.
And in terms of those playoffs, obviously, you guys chased down Sheffield all of last year. The Steelers won the title, but maybe they'd run out of steam in the playoffs. They didn't qualify for the Final Four with the Blaze knocking them out. Is there a feeling there's still enough left in the tank to go all the way and look to claim that playoff trophy?
Absolutely. You know, I think we're a pretty confident club. You know, we're feeling pretty good right now. I think last year going into it, you know, we were fatigued. We were disappointed. There's not many things going right for us. And I think this year it just feels totally different. We're relaxed, and we just want to go in there and just keep playing the way we are.
And I finish with the same question for Andrew Lord. Over the 3 seasons you've been here, every group has been special, but just how close-knit, just how tight, just how special is this group in the locker room this year?
Yeah, it's definitely a special group. And you know what? The guys in the past 2 years, too, they were great, great guys on our team, too. We came so close to winning a title. You know, obviously, we had great additions this year. And like I said before, the way that they bought in and how they just knew how much it meant to everybody, especially the fans here in Cardiff. You know, that's what you need. You need total commitment to win a championship like that.
Well, Joey, in terms of unfinished business, it is, in fact, mission accomplished. So congratulations again, and thanks for joining us on Ice Time TV.
Thank you very much.